I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Happy Monday. This is your Monday host of Chico Now, Jessica Wilkerson. And today's show is called Helping People. So every week, our Monday show is a live call-in radio show where you call me and then we talk about what's going on in your life a little bit and I give you a little bit of feedback. The number is 894-7325. And I'm giving you that number hoping you write it down because today is not a live call-in show. Unfortunately, while you're listening to this, I am sitting in my last, finally, class for to learn how to provide EMDR to my clients. And EMDR is called Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. It's a big, long acronym that means we move some trauma issues when something really bad happens to you that just really is terrible. And it gets stored with the feeling. So you remember the car accident you were in. You remember the time that maybe you miscarried or something very bad that happened or even some kind of lighter anxiety. You have terrible anxiety when you go to the dentist or you have to give presentations for your new job, but you don't do public speaking and you have all of this fear and anxiety. Well, those thoughts are supposedly connected to the emotion. And through this process called EMDR, it helps to separate the emotion from the thoughts so that when you think about those things, you don't experience that flood of emotions. Anyways, I've been going through this training for a couple of months now up in Reading with Dillian Forrester, who's a PhD and certified trainer in EMDR. And I'm so happy to provide that to people here in the community so that I am a more effective therapist. And I'm not here today live. I'm pre-recording. And you might remember my guest. She was on last week's Tuesday show because I'm also your Tuesday host. Her name is Salona Raymond. She's a marriage and family therapist and a PhD. And she's here to talk with me and with you guys about a book that she wrote. It's a pretty heavy topic. So people who would be touched by this book also might need a little EMDR here and there. Just to put that out there. But first, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening locally this coming Saturday. Patrick Ranch Museum's Country Holiday Tea and Fashion Show is being held this Saturday, December 13th, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And while you might think, why would she talk about EMDR and then Salona's book and then want to do the public service announcement about the tea and fashion show? And I chose it to do it that way because a very important reason. When we have a lot of stress in our lives and a lot of trauma and a lot of negativity and just a lot going on, it is very, very, very important. Listen, it's very important to pay attention to self-care. It's okay to take a couple hours out of the day on the weekend or during the work week and allow yourself to breathe and allow yourself to enjoy something. And so while we might have some heavy topics to talk about today, it's really important that you are okay with, and that, you know, that the Lord is okay with. That's why he gave us the Sabbath, because he knows that we need to take time out for ourselves to just decompress and to just do something fun that is not a chore or an obligation. So let me tell you again about what's coming up on Saturday. Patrick Ranch Museum's Country Holiday Tea and Fashion Show on Saturday, December 13th at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Join them for a delightful afternoon filled with holiday music, tea, delectable sweets, delicious tea sandwiches, a fashion show, and guided tours of their historic Glenwood farmhouse, elegantly decorated for the holiday season and drawings. Tickets are $20 per person, and you can pick them up at Schubert's Ice Cream in Chico, at Fashions 2U on Cohasset Road in Chico, the Chico Chamber of Commerce, and Lavender Blue Flowers and Gifts in Durham. You can also pick the tickets up at Patrick Ranch Visitor Center Museum and Gift Shop, which is located at 10381 Midway in Durham. And if you need any more information than I was about to give you, call 342-4359. That's 342-4359, or go to patrickranchmuseum.org. And after this commercial break, we'll talk to Salona about her book and maybe a little bit about whatever else is on our minds. We have no script. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is your host of your Monday show of Chico Now, and the Monday show is called Helping People on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net. And I'm your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I need to remind you guys that while I am a marriage and family therapist intern, registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences, number 69783, under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. I have to say all that every time. But I also need to remind you guys that while we're talking about therapy and talking about counseling and all of that stuff, this is not considered counseling or therapy. That even when I take your calls, that's not therapy. If you feel like you need more help than what can be offered during this show, it is very important that you call somebody. You can call me, you can call my guest Salona today, or just Google it. Go to Psychology Today online and find somebody to talk to, because this show is only 30 minutes and we can't help you fix the things that are going on in your life in that short of time. All right, so now that those disclaimers are out there, we have my guest today, Salona Raymond. She is a marriage and family therapist here locally in Chico. She's also a PhD and an author. In addition to, if you guys listened to my show last week, she also is a songstress. And we talked all about that last week. If you want to hear it, you can go to the podcast on kkxx.net. Go to the button that says podcast. It'll have a drop-down menu. Choose Chico Now by clicking on it, and it'll open up a big screen, and you will choose last week's show on Tuesday. That would be December 1st. December 2nd. Last week is December 2nd. Who knows what day it is? Today is the Monday that I'm not here. We're pre-recording. So And that's how you'll hear all about Salona's singing career. But today we're going to talk about her authoring career, because she wrote an incredible book. It's kind of a heavy topic, so we'll do our best to cover it in the short amount of time we have. Salona, say hello to our listeners and introduce yourself.
Hello, listeners. Hello, Jessica. Thank you for having me again. And I was thinking as you were introducing that when I wrote my book, I never would have dreamed that there would be another chapter that involved singing a few decades later. My book was written as an outcome of the doctoral dissertation I wrote, which had to do with the long-term grief of women who relinquished infants for adoption. And it's called Musings of a Ghost Mother. I chose this topic. I think researchers tend to find topics that they feel passionate about. And so this was an area I felt passionate about and chose to do my research for my my dissertation, which was, again, the long-term effects on a cohort of women who had relinquished babies for adoption. And as I did my research, it was actually part of my own healing process, and my story kept coming up over and over. I interviewed, following questionnaires, 56 women from 16 states who had relinquished babies for adoption roughly from, say, 1955 to about 1967, 68. This was a period in our history before the massive social changes that occurred toward the late 60s, early 70s. I was one of those girls who went away. There's another great book, it's called The Girls Who Went Away. And it's that's a reference to the mandated treatment at the time, which was, at least for white middle class girls, to relinquish babies if they were conceived out of wedlock. And I just think the staggering social changes since then make that difficult for people to understand. I think it's difficult for adoptees to understand, why would somebody give me to strangers? Why? What did I do? Was I a bad baby? And part of my research was healing for me, because I was 19 when I relinquished my first child when she was 5 days old. So I will talk a little bit more about that as we continue.
We have one more segment, people, and please stay tuned, because this is a beautiful topic from Salona Raymond. I'm Jessica Wilkerson, and I'm your host of your Monday show on Chico Now and Helping People. Stay tuned.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be here. But I could be that guy to heal it over time.
Welcome back, listeners. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, life, marriage, and family therapist, registered intern number 69783, under the supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. And I am here with Salona Raymond, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist and PhD, and she's talking about her book. We're going to pick up right where we left off instead of recapping, because I don't want to waste a minute of this conversation.
Yeah, so this is so interesting to me. I learned so much when I started to do my research, but the year in the United States of the most teenage pregnancy was 1957. But those numbers are masked because either girls got married, as they were supposed to do properly before having a baby, or the babies were given up for adoption. So there is a vast population out there that I think suffers what you might call disenfranchised grief. There is all of that, as you were talking about EMDR, and that stuff that we carry that hasn't been expressed. And in the disenfranchised grief, there's really no place to go, at least for the birth. The women in my cohort, the women I interviewed who mirrored my experience, we were told to not talk to anybody. It was shameful. It was sort of akin to being a murderer. And so...
giving up your baby for adoption.
Yes, although it was the proper thing to do. Right. A lot of crazy mixed messages. And when I read the literature from psychiatry and social work, it was really a mandate to... part of the rehabilitation actually was to sequester the girl, and that's the terminology of the time. You could be 25 or 30, but you'd be a girl, and you wouldn't be a mother. The definition of motherhood changed. You had to have a man to be a mother. So the unwed pregnant girl was instructed to hide the pregnancy, then give the baby up for adoption to suitable people, married couples, and then go on unscathed by scandal in your own life. So it was seen to be this perfect solution. The unwed girl could be avoiding a life of ruin, and the baby would have a home, and the adoptive parents could have a family.
Wow, how we've changed over
but
the years.
But we've changed a lot. And grief was never... The adoptive parents, their grief over infertility wasn't ever addressed. It was as though certainly our grief as mothers never addressed.
Or the baby's grief. The baby who grows up and who wants to know what happened.
Well, and most records are still closed in the United States. And the closed adoption system was really invented by us. And we tried to export it to other countries who said, no, thank you. Like Great Britain opened records in 75. Wow. There are probably 14 states now that allow adult adoptees access to their original birth records. Can you think of any other group of people that doesn't have a right to know who gave them life?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the birth certificate is amended. So the original certificate with the names of the parents is closed, sealed. A new birth certificate is issued. Mm-hmm. And so so really the whole thing was based on a very shaky foundation, not addressing any of those psychological needs. And again, the results of my research, not surprisingly, is that women who responded 25, 30 years after relinquishing said that it was the lack of choice that led to their depression, their chronic problems in life, and certainly self-esteem was damaged. But there were women who responded who had conceived after a rape. And even those women said they would have kept those babies. It wasn't the circumstances of conception. It was society's dictate that it wouldn't be proper to keep the baby. And those few women had actually reunited with their children.
Wow.
Through the process of searching. Wow. Really, really fascinating. But when I read the literature, it was just the way we were described as damaged, neurotic, mentally ill. Everything was turned around. If you wanted to keep your baby, you were seen as mentally broken. Like no normal person would want to do that, because the stigma to the baby and to you was so great, and it was such a slap in the face to society.
Wow. What's the name of that book again?
My book is Musings of a Ghost Mother. It's at Lion Bookstores and Postal Plus on East Avenue.
Postal Plus on East Avenue here in Chico. Lion Books, also in Chico. And the book is called Musings of a Ghost Mother. If you guys want to pick that up, I know I plan to read it. I have goosebumps thinking about it all. Really, literally, I have goosebumps. I'll see you guys next week. Have a wonderful and blessed week. Oh, I'll see you tomorrow, actually. Bye.